Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward. Sandy's like, hey, I want to talk about my OBGYN appointment. I'm like, oh God.
No.
Okay. 99 to Buzz. Fazana Sandy, go.
Here's what happens on the show, right?
La, 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 la.
So I'll run through. Okay, here's what we're going to talk about today. Mm. Do you want me to go into detail, Scotty, or do you want me to just give you the headline? And Scott's always like, just give me the headline.
Yeah, I can
okay,
riff.
Okay,
fine. I can riff.
So my headline is, what happened at the OBGYN?
So I went
to the gyno yesterday.
Yes, the gyno.
Which is always great.
Mm-hmm.
No, nicest people there, actually. Okay, mm-hmm. So here's my question. Don't worry, it's not going to get uncomfortable. What? I wanted to ask the doctor, can you spin your computer around, please, and let me see what notes you're taking about me? Because during the appointment, after the appointment, mm-hmm. like, I just want to get in, get out. We're done here. We don't need to talk. We don't need to chit-chat. You don't need just, am I okay? Is everything good? Fine. How's the IUD? Am I up for a new one? Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Let's 50, get out.
50,000 mile...
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Anyhow, so she feels like she needs, like any good doctor, mm-hmm. she feels like she needs to, you know, bond with her patients, which is
of
great.
Course.
I respect what? That. I
well,
don't
yeah,
want it,
you want them to think that, like, they like you.
Yeah, no, I really don't want that. But anyhow, I understand it. Okay, so she's like, so how your daughter, how's she doing with that, working for that entrepreneur guy? I mean, is she doing good? And I'm like, listen.
But you talk to her all the time.
I talked to her once a year.
Really?
Like, how many patients do you have, right? And I'm not pregnant, so she only sees me once a year.
Must have made quite an impression well, there. Wow, look at that. I remember her daughter's name, too. You got her name tattooed down there or something? What's going on?
And this isn't even the OBGYN that delivered my daughter, because she moved to another office. So this is a whole new woman that I've only seen maybe twice before, three times.
Aww.
But it's like, you know, three times every year. That's like, okay, I don't expect her to remember me. So when she asked me specifics like that, mm-hmm. like, and I did tell her last time because she asked, what do your kids do?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how did you remember? There's no way you remember that. Like, mm-hmm. people have good memory, mm-hmm. but not that good of a memory. Can you spin your computer around? What kind of notes are you taking?
Oh, you think she took, like,
oh, absolutely.
Notes on...
she took notes.
So on the patient
yes.
portal thing that they
yes.
have.
Yes, on her end, because she's a fast typer, too, which is almost like, you know, like in the SNL skits where they do, like, a skit at the airport or something, and they're like, my flight is canceled, and they go, okay. And then you see, yeah. You just see them like, that's my doctor. She's like, I'm like, are you really typing anything?
Really?
Like, she's going really fast. So, absolutely. I think that when our doctors, and if you work as a doctor or a nurse mm-hmm. or any industry where you have clients, but you don't mm-hmm. see them.
Right. Like a dentist or
yes,
something too.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Do you take notes about little details of their life
so in order then, to
yes.
comfort them or make them
right.
think that you care.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the entire time she's sitting there, which you would think she's writing like, oh, okay, you take sumatriptan for migraines. No, she's not writing she takes sumatriptan for migraines.
Right.
She's taking, okay, this chick is crazy or something. Whatever
oh my
she's
God.
Writing, you know? I
well,
think
that's
so.
True.
I swear.
It's probably in her notes. So
it's
you,
gotta
so
be.
If you're in a profession where you see people, lots of people
Not that often, but a lot of people like that.
You
do
have
you
to.
Do you take notes? Do you in order to relate to them, to talking points?
And I'm impressed. Listen, this woman is great at her job. I mean, it impressed me. And I know that I often do it. Like if a new neighbor moves into the neighborhood, don't we all do that? Do we all have a notes in our folder that says
what?
Like the people in our lives and what, like who they.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll write their name. Cause I am not good.
Wait,
with
you
names.
Take notes about people and then yeah. You do the same. Are you saying you do the same thing?
Yep. That's why I think she does it. Yes.
Okay. That's weird. Hello, The Buzz.
Absolutely. I do.
That's weird. Hi, The Buzz.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right. So at least she was asking the questions after she was done under there, right?
Well, right or no? Or while?
Yeah, that specific, like, how's Leah doing, was after. Where I'm like, honey, I'm cold. Can I go get dressed? Like, you don't need to talk about my daughter right
okay.
now.
All right. So she's probably not writing down the notes. She's probably got a good memory, and that's how she relates to her
no
patients.
No way!
See, I think that's part of like what happens to the brain of people like that. They because they have to do this, they have little indicators that remind them.
You could remember what my daughter is doing.
Maybe.
No. Before they, you know, when they say the doctor will be right in, mm-hmm. You know what the doctor's doing? She's doing a crash course on your life. That's what she's doing.
She's Googling you.
She's Facebook stalking you.
Sandy,
yes.
Sandy, you're not that important that she does that. She remembers stuff because she's a good doctor.
Or maybe she listens to the radio show. Or maybe
no.
She's a good doctor. Yeah.
No, right. I think they do it. They Facebook stalk us before they come into the room.
They don't have time to do
that. Time for that.
They don't have time to do that.
They got time.
But what I'm hooked on is Sandy does the same thing. You take notes on people when you see them
do.
Again. You. Or if you know you're seeing
listeners.
Them.
Look, I have a Google Doc, listeners we love, and they're the listeners that always call up into the show. I write little notes about them. Is that bad?
Yeah, what do you have written about me?
I know, right?
You know,
now
actually,
I'm curious.
Actually, you didn't make the list.
You're not on the list yet.
Because
I'm
I just know you.
Oh,
okay. I just
I'm not
know
on the
you.
List. Okay, so much for your coffee this morning.
You're going to bring coffee?
Because I was, but now I'm not.
Well, I'll take one.
Scotty, meet me outside in 25.
Right, I've seen good. You face to face, so therefore now I know you. Right, Robert?
Okay.
That's not Robert.
I know. I said that
it's
on purpose.
Steve.
I said that on purpose.
and you don't see your neighbors face to face. Okay.
Goodbye.
The new neighbors. Until
bye.
I get to see them.
You're
like
so
I,
funny.
I need to see you and talk to you at least 3 times before you are permanently in my memory.
Yeah, all right. Flash your lights 3 times, I'll come out. Bye, buddy.
Right.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Oh, hello,
see,
Ray.
Now I know Ray.
Yeah.
I know Ray. You've been on the
list. I've been calling for years.
Yeah,
what kind of list do you have on me?
You're at the very top of the list because you're one of the originals, you know? You're the OG.
The OG.
Yeah.
God, I love it.
Well, hopefully it's a good list, not the bad list.
Yeah,
right,
I know. You
right.
got a daughter. She's grown up now, and you're just a good parent. Your wife, you and your wife call each other nicknames in the store. Like, I got the whole list on you.
Are you reading that right now or no?
No.
Oh, yeah, see?
No, I got it down.
Sandy actually remembers.
I can take a test on all you people.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, she didn't remember. She just had to read her list probably last night.
Dude, sometimes I do.
Thanks, man. Bye. I got all these
you
calls
too. That's
coming
part
in
of
here.
Prepping for the show.
Hello?
I have to read through the list.
That's
of
so fake. Hi, The Buzz.
It's not fake. It's
hi.
Hello, Sandy.
Oh, I know this is Phil.
Full size
candy
bar.
Phil.
Yeah.
He's got a daughter who loves horses.
You and Scott together on The Buzz have been on the radio for at least 11 years.
Yes,
okay?
11 billion, actually. We're coming up on 25.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
You are well known around Rochester. You are a Rochesterian celebrity. People know about you. So, I mean, they probably know more about you than your husband does.
You're probably right if they listen.
I mean,
he doesn't listen.
Like, I know something about Mike, and I've never met the man that he bought one of those ceramic grills a couple years ago that you were initially upset with.
Oh,
yeah, see?
I'm reading about that.
Damn green egg. If he had to choose between me or the green egg, he would choose the green egg.
Yeah, the green egg gives food and cooks better than you do.
Yes, very true. Good out. Hey, buddy. Thank
you. I'm on your list, too, I guess.
Bye,
Phil. All right, guys.
Goodbye, Phil. Bye, Phil. All right. Well, there you go. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think she actually just remembers. Because you're a very kind, personable person, and you probably impacted her.
There's no way. But anyhow, okay.
Giving yourself zero credit this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.